Blog Talk Radio.
Jerkaholic Nation, y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King, 1033 South C, that's me, you did. This is FNF Radio, man, Femo Nation Radio. We're going to get it in tonight. Hey, man, open topic, man, the chop and drop, open topic, man. Hey, appreciate everybody that inboxed me certain different topics, man. That, and I know that's how we do it, man. A lot of people we understand want to call in, and they don't really want to talk live on air. They just be wanting to listen and tune in to the show. Right, but they still want to, you know, got ideas and topics and these type of things. So that's what we do, man. We ain't going to blast you or put you or make you speak on air. So if you have topics or different things you would like us to cover, you can inbox them to me. You can inbox them to one of the team members, and they'll get them to me. And, you know, we'll go do the research. We'll do the groundwork, and we'll bring it to the radio show. So appreciate everybody, man, that has inboxed me different topics to cover and different things. Man, y'all coming with some good ones. Y'all going to make me really have to sit down the next few days and crunch and get this research in. But I got y'all, man. Salute, 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 salute. All right, if you tuned in online or if you're on a replay and you ever want to call into the show, all you got to do is dial 319-527-6057. 319-527-6057. To be placed on the show, to be heard on the show, email us. MP3, all audio, MP3 format or WAV format. choponeradio@gmail.com. choponeradio@gmail.com. Make sure everything's spelled correctly. Everything is tagged. Your artist name, song name, all that good stuff, man. Make sure that's on there in a way that we can read it. You dig? So we can get you in rotation, man. And right now, I'm letting everybody in. So everybody that's been submitting music, all y'all done got in, and everybody that keeps submitting it for right now, we're letting everybody in through the door. So go ahead and holler at us, man. Big shout out to the nation, man. Femo Nation. They jerking, doing their thing, grinding, making it happen. A lot of new music, a lot of new works going on. Big shout out to Blueberry. Y'all make sure you can go check us out on our show website on the Blueberry, man. Appreciate everybody that I hollered at, went and checked it out on there. All the shows going to be on there. So just one-stop shop, man. You'll be able to find all the shows on there. You can like it. You can subscribe to it. You can download those type of things from there. So we're getting it in, man. Big shout out to all our sponsors. We got some big sponsors, man. Well, I shouldn't say. We got some big contracts on the table that we're thinking about stepping forward. So everything going up, man. Everything going up. Big shout out to Next Level DJs. The Next Level DJ Coalition family. Big shout out to Real Life Music. Y'all already know how it go. We get it in this way. But gotta say, big shout out, man. First song up was my cousin, man. My family, my cousin, representing Dallas, Texas, man. That was Ace. You feel me? We're gonna get into another one of his that was at Ace with the Ganja. You did, but we're gonna get into that Ace Elevation. We're gonna get into that Ace that Freaky too, man. So I'm gonna show my family some love. You did? Let's ride.
I'll type obstacles in the road. I'll type them hurdles to jump over. We just wanna elevate out here. Fuck niggas wanna hate though. We just wanna elevate.
We're going on an elevator up. Elevation. Elevated. Let them see you sweat. Never lose your patience. You can hate or you can't stop my elevation. Elevator up. Elevation. Cause you're elevated. Let them see you sweat. Never lose your patience. You can hate or you can't stop my elevation.
I'm just trying to elevate. Ain't nobody getting murdered. I swear I didn't do it, and if I did it, then I didn't do it on purpose. I'm just trying to elevate, that's my motive. I cannot fold up. I'm looking to win and chop off the heads on all of the cobras. Stop fucking with niggas and stop giving time to a bitch that didn't deserve it. Before I take a big risk, I take a second to see if it's worth it. You ain't talking about no ends, so being your friend just making me nervous. If you're real and ain't pretend, I'll be with the squad, just throw me a jersey. Elevators go further and further. Shit on the hater on purpose. I be jumping over these hurdles. I end up on my shit like a girdle. Somebody tell me what the word is. Only one hustle, you're worthless. If nothing I'm doing is working, then I know where a brick or a bird is. Yeah, and I promise you I'm with the shit. Won't stop till all of my niggas rich. Fuck waiting on the government. We all got Glocks, knock, let us in.
We're going on an elevator up. Elevation. If they hate you, cause you're elevated. Let them see you sweat. Never lose your patience. You can hear or you can't stop my elevation. Elevator up. Elevation. If they hate you, cause you're elevated. Let them see you sweat.
I'm just trying to elevate. Bitch, I know you see me working. Why ain't you trying to help your man instead of doing everything to hurt me? You don't deserve me. And I don't deserve to be feeling lower than dirt. I kick the bitch to the curb and just elevate on my verbal. Cause I know what I'm worth. Motivate me to go get my grind on. I need a chick to let me get my shine on. Go to the end of this earth for me. Go to church with me. Not just try to get a purse for me. Don't take it personally. Trying to go up and you bringing me down. I don't need no negativity around me. No, baby, no. I've been locked up again and again. Some of my enemies used to be friends. Won't let it bound me. No, baby, just trying to elevate. But they don't wanna see me win.
No.
And everybody playing innocent. With all the slick hand trying to dictate while I elevate. Yeah. Only meditating on elevating.
We're going on the elevator up.
elevate. Niggas won't hate, but I'm just tryna elevate. Yeah, just let me elevate.
Ball on the beat.
Gonna get freaky.
You know what time it is.
Get up in it
all day.
So baby, let's get straight down to business. I know that you can tell I'm kinda lifted. About to give you this business. When it comes to this fucking, girl, I'm talented and gifted. But your licking and sucking, start with your neck and then your titties. Gonna get a little rough and I don't play fair. Better make sure that arch in your back stays there. My little Latina, es muy cochina. Yeah, that's my little freak, freak. I'm tryna do some freaky little things. So I need you to be my freaky little thing tonight.
Baby, tonight, I need you to be my freaky little thing. Girl, I'm tryna do some really freaky things to you.
Really freaky things to you.
My freaky little thing. Be my freaky little thing. Girl, I'm tryna do some really freaky things to you. My freaky little thing. Yeah.
Don't say a word, cause I need you to be ready,
ready
and willing to let a nigga show you,
show you
all of the freaky little things that I've been trying to do. So let's stop all the talking and throw your pennies on the side of the bed. Cause it's just like a gift when I open up your legs. First you said you was going to work, but you called in instead. Cause you can't get enough of this head. Girl, you know I'm the best.
No extra sexo, es muy bueno.
And you know I need it right now. All I wanna know is, are you trying to get
shouts out to my femo, man. My femo Ace Lion, you dig? Big shouts out, Ace. I got you. Say, check this out, man. We're going to be dropping the first chop and drop topic, man. I'm going to get down on some legendary, man, and some black R&B groups, man. Because everybody be asking, what happened to the R&B groups? What happened to the love music? What happened to the R&B music, man? So we're going to touch on some R&B groups, man, that a lot of people, you know, they used to jam, man, used to rock out, man. So we're going to drop some information on them. But big shout out to Ace for that one right there. But see, me, my vibe right now, you know what I mean? What I've been into every day I've been waking up, my vibe been like this. She got a whole lot of booty.
She time we fuck, I like it hit from the back. Bounce that ass, watch it clap back. He like it when I wiggle in it, jiggle in it. Taste just like some skittles, worth the ballers with the money. Ain't no booty shaking, till he throw them once. He call me duty, heard his juicy, wanna squeeze. Let's make a move, he like some girls with them big old ghetto booties. With the piercing on they coochies, right cheek, left cheek, slow motion for me. Let's get it groovy, baby, I came to have some fun. Watch me throw this ass in a circle, make it rain, whole lot of warmth. I'ma bust it wide open on my tiptoes, bend it over real slow. Watch me do the tongue roll, brown skin, pretty tongue. Got this ass sitting on the throne, bubble butt, bubble yum. You can come and get you some, whole lot of booty on the cheek. That's a whole lot of booty.
You shake it, make it wiggle like a freak. I do that thing that you do with the left and right cheek. Make it speak, it can talk. When you walk, I'll make it clap. Now let me hit it from the back and pull your hair and grab and slap. Get you off inside the shower, seen you sent me on the message. When it's wet, you can bend them all up in it trying to stretch. That's a blessing, everybody ain't just got it like that. They might have a little booty, is it fine, is it fat? I know some girls are wide and fat, I know some girls are small and thick. They say love is a house, I need a house that's made of brick. Don't apologize for thighs that be making the nature rise. If the booty good and fat, and we ain't tripping about the size. Some of these people go and buy it cause it wouldn't come up on the case. Tonight, I love fat ass cause I'm grown. No scale can weigh or maintain all that ass that you got. You got a whole lot of booty, that's a lot.
You gotta do with it. You gotta do something with it.
Trigger, let's go.
Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Talking the mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she grabbing. She in the makeup, fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she grabbing. She in the makeup, fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. She got the long hair tattoo on her ass. She, girl, I can't let you pass. I'm with beef and then posting no stress on the IG. Fuck around, get your ass beat. Put on another, no, you a little sexy hoe. Oops, I meant to say sexy little chick.
My bad.
I can't imagine you kissing my neck while you riding this bag. Man, you slap on my dick. I wanna lick it. I wanna see how you touch this big dick with my mouth on your titty. Bitch, you silly. I with the pussy in your fled. I'm coming like Sweet Dick Willie. Can I get some head? Make her come hard back to bed. Even go to the pussy in your fled. I'm a car around player. Smoke your ass out like a chimney and make your ass fly like a jet. Sassy, freaking your sassy, I see how it bounce from the front.
For
and
real.
You better say at your feelings. When I drop the dick, I'ma kick your ass out like a point.
Out
of this bag, you can talk to me later about how you fly to Miami and flip.
Open
the legs so back down and I'm stuffing this dick till I bust in your chest.
Look at
five, I'ma work to that side, we gon' power up, ain't no motherfucker rest. Down like a treadmill and bench press, and that pussy was still. With the third lap like a drill, breaststroke in that water with gear. Club up, up at the back, some more, that's a six over gear. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. Like a reverend, nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaky, but nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. I want her face down, ass so big, been standing up when I'm in it. She wanna front from the back while she bouncing them cheeks. Got me stuck up like I'm a lieutenant. I know you a boss and that money gon' make you come. And that pussy ain't mine, but it's rented.
I know.
I'ma crash out in that pussy like fuck a license. Knock the black off the tenant. I'm gonna surfboard in that water if I drown deep, I went out like a G. I want the face, I want a titty fuck till I gotta pull out of you chain. We gonna pull fight, we gon' nut first, 69, we gon' have us a race. Maybe run my head, eat that nut like it's pain. You got twerk on the 12, bitch, you getting replaced. Talking on half step it when it comes to this dick, take my soul, beat the cake. And I'ma revive when I roll up this wood. Switch position, little engine that could. And I'm tapping out when I'm stroking that cat. I'ma sip that juice like it's camel so good. If I pop the bean, I'ma go back to back till I'm masked out. Let me go, babe, I'm good.
She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but
twerking the mirror, no panties.
She like a reppin', nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, she best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking, but classy. Love when she calling me daddy. Ratchet, freaking, but nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties.
Right.
The reppin' nasty, gripping and stabbing, stroking that cat when she clapping.
Stroking that cat,
fashion, best in the beat. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, bougie, ratchet, freaking, but classy. Love when she calling me daddy.
Hey, B, real bump production, homie.
Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, yeah, yeah. Drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, yeah, yeah. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, yeah, yeah. Shake it, shake it, drop it, drop it, do it with no hands. Miss juicy bad booty, gon' work it, work it, yeah, yeah. Juicy bad booty, gon' work it, work it, yeah, yeah. Juicy bad booty, gon' work it, work it, yeah, yeah. See your top notch, say she got it like that. See your top notch, lady, that got it like that. Oh, lil' mama bad, Miss Juicy bad. I see a bad chick that ain't afraid to show her sass. Ayy, she can get it, while the mother chick's mad. Yeah, scoping through the spot, trying to see what I can get. Looking for a pretty young thing.
Show me what you working with.
Sit back in the cut, while my jazzy straight twerk, twerk. Cherry make a sack, baby, gonna show me something. Let's go, work, 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 yeah, yeah. Pop that booty meat up in the pins like that. Yeah. Shake, shake it, drop, drop it, do it with no hands. Yeah, tell the mother scrubs, y'all don't have a chance. Don't need no booty chick, I need a 5-star chick. Need a juicy bag that can bounce up on the stick. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Why she walking like she talking like she know that she the Miss juicy bad booty, gon' work, work it, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work it, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work it, yeah, yeah. See your top notch, say she got it like that. Miss juicy bad booty, gon' work, work it, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work it, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work it, yeah, yeah. See your top notch, say she got it like that. Check it out, she has a gorgeous skin tone. I like a Cuban chick that has a yellow skin tone. She short, short, fresh, fresh. She a fly young chick, yeah. She say she get money, she a real gutter chick. After OCT, she ain't worried about style. When the VIP status, drinking $100 bottles. She got her own house, house. She got her own car, 3 jobs, work hard. You a bad little broad. I like a sexy brown lady, has a juicy bottom. Now that I see her, I know that I got her.
Okay.
Feel of the game while I'm popping my collar. Want a juicy bag, not about the dollar. You can't buy a hub if you better catch a cab. 20 phones, candy paint, put it in a new slab. Money's no object, homie, put it on my tab. Walk around every day, homie, with a go bag. Miss juicy bad booty, gon' work, work, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work, yeah. Yeah, yeah. See your top notch, say she got it like that. Miss juicy bad booty, gon' work, work, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work, yeah, man. Juicy bad booty, gon' work, work, yeah, yeah. See your top notch, say she got it like that. Work, 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 work.
Ooh, gotta let the booty cool down a little bit, man. We're gonna let the booty cool down a little bit. You can go ahead, sit back, relax for just a little bit. Then you get back up and get to twerking that thing again. You dig, man? I just posted, man. I'ma have you twerking like we in a house party on the floor in MLK in 11th Street, dumping, bumping, and jumping. You dig? We getting it in, man. Now, the R&B groups, man, because a lot of people, you know, the rap now, man, and, you know, it's a lot of people saying certain things about, you know, what happened to the R&B, what happened to the love music. And although it is some R&B out there, it is some love music out there, it still is this type of music out there, but, you know, it's just something like, it ain't like during the 90s to say like the 2000s, right? So you had groups like Boyz II Men, Jodeci, TLC, that reshaped the landscape of black music, right? Their powerful voice, arrangement, distinct personalities, and chart-topping singles not only earned them millions of fans across the globe, but respect and recognition from their peers as well. Unfortunately, there have been groups that haven't had the same level of success as the acts mentioned. Some of them struck gold with a hit single or two. Eternal bigger and personal demons of their label's sudden disinterest were reasons they faded away into obscurity, never to be heard from again. So we're going to take a look at some of them, man, that might have slipped your mind. Do y'all remember the group called AZ Yet? AZ Yet, right? You forgot about it, I know. Helen from, they was from Philly. AZ Yet hit the R&B scene in the mid-90s, remember? The group was originally a duo and then became a quintet before signing to legendary producer Kenny Babyface Edmonds, right? They had a debut single called Last Night, and it was featured on the soundtrack to Eddie Murphy, The Nutty Professor. It went to number one on the Billboard R&B charts. Last Night, y'all go look it up. Last Night by AZ Yet. A-Z Yet, Y-E-T, man, Last Night. Y'all go check it out, right? So powered by the success of Last Night and their cover of the Chicago classic, Hard to Say I'm Sorry, AZ Yet's self-titled debut album reached platinum status and earned a Grammy nomination for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group. The group is still active to this day, but constant lineup changes due to internal issues prevent them from replicating their early success. I'm going to give you another one. The group, No Question. Man, y'all, come on, man. You real R&B fans, man. Come on, I'm giving it to you. The group, No Question. Y'all go Google it. Go look it up, YouTube it. Another group of Kronos from the City of Brotherly Love, a quartet, No Question. One of the group's members, Daniel Corr, was one of the original members of the AZ Yet. They were the first R&B act to be signed to Rough Nation Records. No Question witnessed a minimum level of success with their single, I Don't Care. The single video was a constant fixture on BET programming when the network still showed videos consistently, right? The second single, If You Really Want to Go, it failed to the chart, right? So there has been no recent mention of the group status since Corr's passing in 2014. All right, that was the group called No Question. No Question. I'll give you one. I'll give you a little easy one. Y'all remember the group Ideal. I know y'all remember Ideal, right? Houston natives, you had Mav, Suave, PZ, and Jay Dante, made up the quartet known as Ideal. They signed to Virgin Records in the late 90s and are the best known for their singles Get Gone and Whatever. They debuted album only sold around 600,000 copies, but the group's sultry baritones and appeal to women gave them a distinct level of notoriety. The group then signed with Universal Records, big shout out to Universal, Universal Records in 2004, and started to work on the follow-up to their debut album with a who's who of R&B producers. However, neither an album nor a single emerged from the group's time on Universal and got put on the shelf. The group's current state is in question after the recent murder of Suave on February 9th, 2021. It did so, man. Idea. I know y'all know about Idea. Let me check in with my sis real quick, man. We're going to get y'all a few songs, and then we're going to come back with some more of these R&B groups, man, that you might have forgot about. Sis, big sis, little sis, what's going on with you?
Hey, what's up? Nothing.
How you feeling?
Oh, just sitting up here listening to this music.
That's what's up. So this is what we're going to do. Let me ask you. You remember, y'all remember you used to listen, you listen to a lot of music, a lot of R&B music. You remember the group Ideal?
It sounds familiar, but
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay, what about AZ Yet? Do you remember AZ Yet or No Question?
No.
Okay. Well, look, when we come after the break, when we come back, I'm going to give you two more, and I guarantee you, now these other two, you're going to probably remember these two. But we're going to take a real quick music break, and we'll come right back. I'm going to get the information, everything geared up to go, and we're going to let it roll right here on Femo Nation Radio 2. Hey, man, do better. Let's get it.
Do better. I didn't want to do it, been saying in my own name, but updated and lurking on my page. Me and you are not the same, yeah, that's a different DNA. I only live a life that I'm about, you made one being fake. You the biggest hoe I know, so let me go and get my rake. How you fucking with the family, bitch, you always been a snake. Told you to leave me alone. How you talking all this shit without owning a phone? How you fuck them and then feel and still call them your bro? It was fuck me and my child, you turned your back on your own. Woo. Don't come for me, baby, he already labeled me as new queen. Baby, he already labeled me as new queen. How you claiming that you changed, but whole time you was on the run. I didn't wanna do this, but I must admit it's kinda fun. You say that you're not bothered what the public post about. You keep hating on my name, well shout out for the clout. The fact I got your baby daddy seems to really stress you out. I put him on the juicy fruit, we heard about your sauerkraut. Ew, bitch, who the fuck are you? Popping pills while you were pregnant, think I'm taking shit from you. Ew, still the same bitch tricking on the corner of me. And you got different ways to get our chicken. Woo! Don't come for me, baby, he already labeled me as new queen. Baby, he already labeled me as new queen.
Yeah. You don't wanna see us born now, and you hoping that we fall off, yeah. You used to be my top dog, yeah. Now I ain't got you in my car, Lord, no. All this time we've been patient, yeah. A long time we've been waiting, yeah. Now we hope that they can't take it, yeah. I see the head all in their faces, yeah. You don't wanna see us win, no. Like we can't fall, yeah. You ain't never like my shit, no. That's why I'm laughing from the window, yeah. Gotta be real, stay 10 toes, yeah. Or they gon' see through your MO, yeah. We keep the magazines like info, yeah. You can get pie like a Mentos, yeah. You might need a pistol, yeah. Or maybe some missiles, yeah. In my car, no. All this time we've been patient, yeah. A long time we've been waiting, yeah. Now we up and they can't take it, yeah. I see the head all in their faces,
that I let slide with a G, yeah. Fly out to LA, take a ride through the hills. where it's legal at, so you smoking how you feel, yeah. Started from the bottom, had to get it how I live. I'm spending shit through 30 racks, no deal. Can barely concentrate, okay. Keys to the calendar like any day. Go on shopping sprees if you wanna, you can have your way. I can peek at you, the one I wanted from a mile away. Take a trip with you and every day be like a holiday. We a whole vibe, don't let this get away. Yeah, we outside and nothing getting in the way. For sure, and I like the way you moving. And it look way better when you do it to my music. We look the good, but better when the rest get added to it. You see the lights glow, but baby, that's just how we moving. I'm just kicking shit, remember days I had to shoot it. When my mind be racing to me, you be therapeutic. But one thing you know, nothing come between me and my hustle. And baby girl, you know you got my all if I could trust you. Yeah, yeah. Sparkles coming, baby, the rhymes on me. Just make sure that you drop it down on me, yeah, yeah. I like your vibe and how you smile at me. The session tap that I let slide with a G, yeah. Fly out to LA, take a ride through the hills. Where it's legal at, so you smoking how you feel, yeah. Started from the bottom, had to get it how I live. I'm spending shit through 30 racks, no deal. Can barely concentrate, okay. Lock her up behind cause they lost faith. See, but you was in the passenger the whole way. She on game, and she pay no attention to the lane. She ain't stuck no diamonds on no chain. She was with me when I wasn't shining in the rain. Been through ups and downs, but she never switched the lane. I like the way she sound when I make her say my name. We end up on the ground and it started on the sink. I tell her make me drown, got her wetter than a lake. I told her hold me down while I'm traveling out of state. I like to see you do the little thing with your waves. Put an arch in your back and try to knock it out of place. We gon' run up these reps, keep a smile on your face. They know it's a movie when we come to play. Sparkles coming, baby, the rhymes on me. Just make sure that you drop it down on me, yeah, yeah. I like your vibe and how you smile at me. The sexy tap that I let slide with a G, yeah. Fly out to LA, take a ride through the hills. Where it's legal at, so you smoking how you feel, yeah. Started from the bottom, had to get it how I live. I'm spending shit through 30 racks, no deal.
I'ma get it how I gotta get it. You want problems, nigga, come fucking with me. Time is money, so there's no time getting. Just go hustle, see that's how I'm living. See me and my niggas getting that dough. The circle's small, so don't worry about it. No, I'm just waiting until they let my brother go. And we gon' show out like we used to. Hey, my niggas been out here grinding. Yeah, people talking shit, they just mad cause we out here shining. We ain't scared of that, nigga, where I'm from, there ain't no hiding. We see you outside, my nigga, then it's a problem. And that's on me, baby. Until then, I be on chill, just roll the weed, baby. Count the money, if it's right, get what you need, baby. What you need, get what you need, baby. Cause I'ma get it how I gotta get it. You want problems, nigga, come fucking with me. Time is money, so there's no time giving. Just go hustle, see that's how I'm living. I'ma get it how I gotta get it. You want problems, nigga, come fucking with me. Time is money, so there's no time giving. Just go hustle, see that's how I'm living.
Famo Nation, what I'm reppin'. pop raised me as a weapon. It's soldier over here and I don't fuck with half stepping. Double trays, I throw it up, cause I'm the only one gon' bring it up. Real in the field, I stay lower to the soil. I stay away from lanes cause they gang smell full. I be working and jerking in the midst of turmoil. The devil tried to take my body so I gave him war. I'ma fight him and fight him and I'ma fight some more. Ain't no slowing down for nothing or nada, no way no more. They forgot I had the mafia beside me. Go boy, stay focused on the mission. Ain't gon' lie, my penny picture. I've been on the bottom, had dreams of being richer. You shining, I'm grinding, can't you see the bigger picture? I'm laying out my game, the points are coming swifter. Used to serve you off the plate, Pablo, give you a sniffle. Now we worldwide live jerking, better catch my ripple. We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast days. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shift. We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast days. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a lot of a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the slipping.
First thing first, mind your fucking business. You ain't famo, you ain't shit, I can't fuck with you. YL, no, I do not leave a witness. Nothing personal, I'm all about my business. That's why I'm so low, only care about my pocket. I'm watching the pocket watches, you motherfuckers, not stopping me. Keeping all the profit, no limits, so you ain't stopping me. Money making animal, untamed, watching. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You can't do it like I do it, no, no. You say you bet your dollar, walk around here like Apollo. Time to blow up, we all know that ain't you.
We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast days. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shit. We be working, ain't working, fam, I'm moving fast days. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the shit.
I'm stepping while I'm repping, forget the disrespect and watch it working. And jerking, jerk king, steady jerking every day. A new fan, stats growing like old man. Pile it up, then add it. Multiply back at it. Get a lot of ice heat. What happened to the crack addicts? Every way we tracing dollar. In the time of popping collars, I talking with my pop shit. I learned to stretch the dollar. I'm working and jerking, fam, I'm moving fast pace.
We be working and jerking, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. Focus on the mission for progression and the shit. We be working and jerking, fam, I'm moving fast pace. Ain't no slowing down for nothing, a nada, a no way. We be grinding and shining, we do it all day. We focus on the mission for progression and the shit.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let's get it, man. Let's get back into these R&B groups, man. Now, the next R&B group, y'all remember Profile. No, you remember Profile. Motown Records' celebrated legacy was built from the contributions of R&B groups like the Jackson 5, the Supremes, and the Temptations. The label looked to add to this legacy with the signing of Louisiana quartet Profile. Right, the group has the unfortunate honor of being one-hit wonders, though, with their infamous single "Liar." Y'all remember "You're a Liar," "The Cheater," "Deceiver," "Heartbreak." Y'all remember that song, man? The video received around-the-clock showings on major music networks and became the anthem for men in relationship with untrustworthy and unfaithful women. The group disbanded after their 2004 self-titled album failed to chart. Right, so it was the one-hit wonders, man. But y'all remember that song, that live song was hot. That was from Profile, man. We're talking about R&B groups, all right? Now here go another one. You might remember this one, Coffee Brown. Remember from Coffee Brown, from Naughty by Nature, DJ Khaled, DJ KG. Guess became a much soft after R&B producer after he edges from the group in the late 2000s. He produced the group next smash hit Too Close and started his imprint under Arista Records called Divine Mills. Two of his standout signees were Jaheim and the male-female R&B duo Coffee Brown. Male and female R&B duo. Man, who doing that nowadays? No damn body, right? So Fonz and V were already seasoned pros in the industry before joining forces. But the neo-soul up-tempo jam After Party is what finally gave them the big break. The single peaked at number 7 on the Billboard R&B charts. Despite After Party's popularity and commercial success, Coffee Brown's only album, Mars/Venus, failed in gaining the same traction, right? So Coffee Brown, I know y'all remember Coffee Brown, man. If not, y'all go check it out. Go look them up and go check them out, man. I'll give you one more on the R&B groups, right? Y'all remember the R&B group Brother. You might not remember Brother, man, but y'all can go look it up. When you go look it up, it's B-R-U-T-H-A, B-R-U-T-H-A. Record executives and producers have tried to duplicate the success of the Jackson 5 for decades, right? Groups like New Edition, New Kids on the Block, all this type of stuff was trying to dominate the music scene the same way Michael Jackson did and his brothers did in the 70s. But one group in particular that received various comparisons to the Jacksons was the L.A.-based group called The Brother. Much like the Jacksons, Brothers was made up of 5 real-life brothers with incredible singing and dancing abilities. The natural talent secured them a deal on Def Jam, as well as BET reality series that documented their success called what? Brother to Brother. Despite the high-profile co-signs from industry heavyweights like Brian McKnight, Jermaine Dupri, national exposure via their reality show, Brother failed to live up to the expectations. The group disbanded in 2011 and hasn't been heard from on a mainstream level since. So what happened to the R&B groups like some of the ones that we mentioned? You know what I mean? Now we have, you know, like rappers that rap sing, you know what I mean? That like rap sing and do kind of like R&B, man. You know what I mean? Which, you know, is hot right now because of, you know, the trend and what it is, but what really happened to the R&B, man? And I think this article kind of explains a little bit of it, man. And it basically just speaking on, you know what I mean, like R&B music ain't dead. It's kind of going through identity crisis. And I feel that because, you know, we know what good R&B music is, right? We know what good R&B music is. But some of the stuff that we've been used to, that we've been getting, ain't kind of really that real true R&B. You know what I mean? But R&B was once, like the cash cow. You know what I mean? It was like the cash cow. But over the years, man, transformations that altered the public image of the genre. That altered the public image. See, R&B was the top cash cow. So if that's what was the cash cow, you can't tell me that R&B stopped being hot. No, man. No. It was how you got to pay attention. It's how they changed the image of R&B and how they start changing the image of R&B and how less and less attractive a lot of R&B start coming to people and what a lot of other music start getting pushed to the front. You know what I mean? So that way, a lot of the R&B groups are not popular no more. You don't really see a lot of R&B groups. You don't see a lot of male R&B groups that's major industry artists. Like you do a lot of solo rappers or solo artists, singers, these type of things. You don't really see the groups no more. The R&B music, we getting some good R&B music. We getting some good R&B music, right? But we still, you say when you talk about from that 90s to that 2000s, we haven't got nothing I see that being able to, you know, the whole way to that type of music that was going on with the R&B from the 90s to the 2000s. On the major industry scale, we should say on the major industry level, right? On the major industry level, man. So if you just look at music, you got to think about it, because everybody gangsta. Now, you got females, you know what I mean, that ain't nothing wrong with everybody like what they like, right? But you got females that's less that listens to less R&B music. You got a lot of men, you know, as they get older, they still listening to more kind of R&B music and these type of things. But you got women, and you got younger women that don't listen to any R&B music at all. You know what I mean? All slider rider music. all slide erotic music. We talking about young girls, young little girls. And you can say, well, man, the R&B music ain't no better. Right. But the slide and ride music, it show you how the image, they switch the image. See, when you can control these type of things, you can do these type of things. Just told you. You can go look it up yourself. R&B was the cash cow. So something had to happen for R&B and R&B groups not to be the cash cow anymore. Right? They had to see a bigger cash cow. They had to see a bigger revenue, bigger return, bigger profit into something that was going to do greater than what R&B was doing at the time. And that's what you have now. What we have now is what you got. And, you know, some can say, hey, it's R&B music and whatever, but you got a lot of people that sing, you know what I mean, and they sing certain stuff that you might hear and love music and this type of stuff, but it ain't R&B. You know what I mean? It ain't R&B. But it is R&B out there. There is some artists out there, you know what I mean, that's doing their thing. And like I said, in 2022, right now, people are still asking these questions, still asking about, you know what I mean, is R&B dead? You know what I mean? Is R&B dead? You feel me? And a lot of people ask that. And I'll read you this article real quick, man, from the Blues Project. And that's one of the articles they asked about, man. Is R&B dead? So it's no secret that massively biased towards R&B, man, and soul music. As it stands in the genre, we're excited about the evolution that R&B in particular has made from the 90s heyday to its current state in 2022. Some say R&B barely exists anymore. Others say its time has passed. So it drives the question, what's the state of play? Can R&B and soul in 2022 be said to be thriving, or is it dead? Right? So the evolution of sound. Since the 80s, it's probably fair to say there's been more focus on the rhythm rather than the blues aspect of the genre. But the genre has not held back. It has fervently continued to evolve. R&B today expresses itself through a range of contemporary influenced sounds while still pulling from the tradition and sound of soul. Dive into this range of evolution. All right, so let's go to your 90s R&B. Your 90s R&B, Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo, TLC. All three of these legends have in common that they hit the peak of their careers in the 90s. For so many of us 90s babies, these are some of the greats that raised us. The era is often referenced as the foundation of R&B. It certainly existed before, but the 90s is definitely the height of R&B's mainstream music and chart domination. Major throwback feels arise on songs like Bobby Brown, Every Little Step, you know, Every Little Step I Take, Come On, Family Functions, and Everyone Heads Into the Floor, these type of things. Generally, the 90s gave us a love for down-tempo, slow jam type songs from Boys to Men. Y'all, if you R&B fan, you remember, from Boys to Men, SWV, Tony Braxton, Mariah Carey, these type of people. But there are also some very present hip-hop influences in the genre, like Mary J. Blige, Real Love, is an example with her booming beats, Mary's iconic dance moves, right? So, man, let's take it and just jump into the 2000s, man. We're talking about this R&B, man. What happened to the R&B? So we're going into the 2000s. Swiftly moving on to the next decade, the 2000s saw an introduction of more funk, disco, and faster tempo elements used more frequently in R&B, like Destiny's Child, Survivor, or Marie's One Thing Instant. These use much more upbeat rhythms. It signifies a notable shift in the genre. Artists like Chris Brown and Ciara launched their careers bringing in a new wave, more up-tempo sound with pop and hip-hop influences. Artists introduced to us in the 90s like Mariah Carey and Usher continued to release music, and they too embraced the new wave. For example, when Mariah's On the Emancipation of Many album is a significant sonic pivot from the 90s Mariah. But nonetheless, the essence of soul music stayed alive. You had Maxwell, Floetry, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Alicia Keys, John Legend, Jasmine Sullivan, just a few of these names who stayed the lane, not to mention Usher's Confession, an album packed with classic soul jams, banger. Y'all already know the Confessions, right? So there are three favorites that Confession was a response to Justin Timberlake's Justified. I don't know if any of y'all know that, but hey, you could debate on it, right? So, but at that point, is the 2000 was certainly an R&B high point. Certainly R&B high point with R&B dominating the charts. R&B was widely popular in mainstream music in the early 2000s. To some, that was the last time this was so. Nearing 2010, several parodies of R&B transitioned into other genres for a while, including dance music and a version of pop that drew R&B and hip-hop. Think about Usher's DJ Got Us Falling in Love Again, Chris Brown, Look at Me Now, and Beautiful People. So we're here today. There's no doubt R&B doesn't quite feature as heavily on the top of the top 100 charts as it once did. But there are number 30s passing around the grapevine on why. One argument is that today's society cares much less about soft music. And as R&B music is perceived of as mainly emotional love songs, some people attribute the decline to that. But as well, connected this theory may seem at first glance, quick listen to albums, you know what I mean, certain things, you know, pose problems for that. But there are some of the genre's most prominent albums the past few years, and they're certainly not soft. But they may touch on love and relationships, but they're not, you know, quite like, say, love songs. So another theory that pops up far a bit is that R&B doesn't even really exist anymore. This was the thought expressed in February 2020 by rapper Young M.A., remember? When she tweeted, music doesn't feel the same because we barely have R&B. R&B brought that balance to music. Now everything is leaning one way, shake my head, so it gets played out quick. We need R&B for the balance, no cap. That's what she said. So we must, of course, take exception to this view. We have many a playlist to define prove there's a lot of exceptional R&B music out there. It doesn't sound exactly as the same as it did in the 90s and 2000s, but why would it? Good music is supposed to be progressive, to move to the sound of music forward. There's no denying that this is the music and tradition of the R&B of the past. It has simply evolved for the times, borrowing from more modern influences and genre. Contemporary R&B is rich and diverse. Now that we're in 2022, the genre spectrum is at the height of its evolution. It's more diverse than ever. There's an array of artists delivering quality tunes influenced by a mix of sounds while simultaneously drawing from the soulful heart of R&B. So although the mainstream popularity of original R&B sound has decreased, the diversity embraced in the genre is now incredibly vast. There are also artists that have more established following in the eyes of, say, the media, who are very much music inspirations to the genre, say, like Childish Gambino, Ella May, Frank Ocean, her, R&B and soul, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of them, man, that's out there. So R&B, man, R&B, I would say is dead, but you definitely hear a lot less R&B being played, you know what I mean, than you did before, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But now, you know, it's a lot of this, and that's just what music is, man. Music in different genres and these type of things, that's what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing going to stay the same. But it's still people out there that love good R&B music, you know what I mean, as well as a slide of rider music. You know what I mean? They like that too. And they do like they R&B music. And they will still listen to those R&B songs in the 90s and R&B songs of from the 90s to the early 2000s. They still listen to that type of music. You know, they go back and play it. So it is very much still needed. It's very much, and I agree with like what Young May said too back then, that it do bring a balance. It do bring a balance because the things that is talked about in love music, you know what I mean, ain't really talked about in the other type of genres. So that love music is a part of real life too. It is part of real life too, man. And when you trying to be a certain type of way, you can't really be on no headbusting shit, right? You can't really be on no headbusting shit when you trying to do certain things, certain type of way. That ain't going to really look too good or really set the mood off right or whatever it is. So you do need R&B music, man. It tells stories and paints pictures of other real life aspects when it comes to love and these type of things. Now, we need more love, man. We need more love out there, you dig? So I'm going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back up, man. I got to sauce y'all ass up, man. I might have put y'all to sleep. Wake your ass up. This Famo Nation Radio forever, baby. Let's go.
Let's play. play this game with you. Since you're player number one, tell me what's the mission? You got so much control of me. Use it wisely. Once I enter this castle, I ain't taking my time. I'ma make it to the top to save you.
The official, man, a.k.a. Dirt King, Silent Night. Famo, what's good, man? Let me know something, man. What happened to the R&B groups, man?
Oh, man, you know, they traded them in for one-horse pony shows, man.
Right. Do you think R&B music is dead right now on the mainstream level?
I ain't gonna say it's dead, but it is not the same.
Right. I can dig that. I agree with you too, man. Like I said earlier, it's a lot of good R&B music that's out there, but it's just not the same from that 90s era to 90s to early 2000s era, man. It just ain't the same no more, man. Bring my big listeners back on, man. Sure. Big listeners, what you think? Do you think the R&B music now is, I know everything involved, but is it better than the music from the 90s, the R&B music from the 90s to the early 2000s? Is it about the same, or is it getting there? What you think? You on the run? Okay, we'll give a minute. Femo, go ahead. What you think? Far as in from the 90s to the early 2000s, and then the music now.
It's nowhere near the same, man. I mean, and that's even going back to the late 80s to the early 2000s. You know what I mean? Like you don't have like Jodeci, A-Town.
Right.
Take Six, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, we went over some older groups, and we mentioned a group like, you know, there was some one-hit wonders in there, but like groups like Profile.
With the
Lion song, but it's just like you don't see the R&B groups no more.
It's really kind of. I mean, if you think about like the way music is now, and the way that you know, we'll say scouts, you know, choose artists, you know, it's easier to manipulate one individual in opposed to it is a group of individuals. You know what I mean?
Yep, I got you. Because it's another way, too, I'm going to ask you. But, yep, I got you. And, you know, that could be a reason for a lot, too, man, because, like a lot of the reports say, internal bickering, and then the label that they signed to, basically, disinterest, you know what I mean, disinterest, and wanting to push the group, So that, you know, what that breakdown to, that breakdown to, they done picked out the one person that they want to push and they want to make it. So would you say that the labels played a big part in that gap that we all feel in the R&B music between the 90s and 2000s? You know what I mean? Do you think that, would you say that the labels have played a big, big part in that?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Like, I mean, really, like, I mean, just think about it, someone. Like, even like, if you think, like, even back in the 90s, like, you had rap groups instead of just, like, single artists. You know what I mean? And I think, like, if you come to, like, the 2000s, like, right now, I would say probably Migos is probably, like, one of the only rap groups that's still vibing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I believe so.
You know?
I believe so.
I mean, you can just, I mean, take it for what it is. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's easier to manipulate one individual in opposed to multiple individuals, because when it comes to the music industry, it's really like a matter of, I ain't gonna say, you know, it's talent per se, but, you know, the music industry is looking for puppets, man. Yes, you might have talent, but at the same time, they're looking to get as much out of you than you can out of them. You understand?
Right. I got you. And too, I feel like too, man, the report had said about people thinking that R&B music is soft music.
Well, I mean, really.
What you think about that? Like, because, you know, I ain't gonna lie. You know, you can't, when you trying to be on some lover type shit, on some lovey-dovey type shit, what I've noticed, and this is from a lot of the young generation, so you really can't, you know, I mean, every generation is different. But what I notice is, even with the women, they can get lovey-dovey to, like, Lil Durk. You know what I mean? Like, they can get lovey-dovey to, like,
you know, and that
kind of music.
It kind of goes back to a subject that we touched on, you know, on Chop On It, you know, when we spoke about, like, the different frequencies and the different wavelengths that music is produced on now. Most music now is based on 808s and, you know what I mean, and deep bass lines and drill music. And, I mean, look at how it's influencing the youth. And I ain't talking about just our culture. This new music got these young white kids thinking, like, you know, they is, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, it's crazy how what was meant to be good has become so bad. You know what I mean?
That's deep.
Like,
I'm gonna tell you, back then,
when R&B music was made, they used a lot of live, you know what I mean, high frequency instruments, and they used regular drums. You know what I mean? They wasn't banging no 808s, you know what I mean, or none of that.
Yeah.
Let's get through the era. I mean, just take Rome, for example, you know what I mean? And you know, hey, man, Rome had a lot of good music, you know what I mean?
Rome did have a lot of good music.
And you listen to the type of music, man, I mean, we could even go to say, Man, what was them boys' name, man? Shoot, damn it, man. And them little fellas had a lot of good music, too. Shit, what is the name of them damn little boys, fellas? I think they was from Florida, man. Shit, I can't even think of their names, man, I can't even remember none of the music right off hand.
Right. Right.
But the music has changed, you know what I mean? Not only has it changed, you know what I mean, individual, but man, on the whole, across the whole scale, you know what I mean? But shit, this trap music got country stuff thinking they, you know what I'm saying? Shit, thinking yeah, they shit, they rapping, you know what I'm saying? Country songs on beats with 808, that's banging beats, you know what I'm saying? Bass line slapping like a mug. I mean, hey, man, it is what it is, you know? Hey, man, you know, that's why I've been swagger jacking forever. Now they've
forever.
They've tailored the game to, you know what I'm saying? They can cater pretty much and create pretty much whatever it is they want to get out of the industry, you know what I mean?
Right. Yep, you're right.
It's really not about music anymore. It's about who can sell the most records, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And a lot of that got to do sometimes with popularity.
Yeah, but I'm saying you ain't going to hear no Temptation, no Commodores, ain't going to get no Into Me or no, you know what I mean, no James Brown.
Nah,
that's over with. Even though that music is still listened to today, not only is it listened to, it's moved by new artists and the whole nine, you know what I mean? But it's killing the original vibe of the actual music itself, you know what I mean?
True, very true. And that's how I feel, man, because like I said, speaking on when we're talking about R&B music, man, it's so, how can I say it, man? You know, it is needed. You know what I mean? I feel like what Young and May said, man, it brings a balance to the whole music thing. But I feel like the other type of music, like you said about selling records, is the more lucrative. You know, we went over earlier in the show that it was the cash cow at one point in time, R&B music. You know what I mean? So we look at what's the cash cow now. Like you said, a lot of the drill music, that type of stuff, is the cash cows now. So something had to happen to cause that to change. And when we see in the research and the reports, we're talking about the labels not changing the image, with the labels changing the image of the genre. Now, that right there got a lot to do with it, too, because the labels are the ones, you know what I mean, that usually most time we know got the financial backing, got the power, got the resources, the connections, these type of things. So what they going to pump out, what they going to push out is going to play along with, you know what I mean, what a lot of people going to start feeding into, you know what I mean? And if it's like with the mumble rap. All right, a lot of people came out, couldn't stand the mumble rap.
I still can't.
Yeah.
Look, that shit not going to grow on me.
Nah, me neither. Me neither.
I can't understand what you're saying. I feel like if I can't understand what you're saying, why the hell should I listen to it?
Right, exactly. Exactly, and that's my thing.
Reason why I don't know who a lot of these young artists is, because I mean I can't. I'm like Michael Blackson. I can't get with this shit.
Hey, straight up, man.
Like, what is this shit? What is this?
Yeah.
Now if you got a track or two on your album and it makes sense to me, and I can understand the words that you're saying. You ain't mumbling and hollering and screaming and carrying on. Then, hey, man, I love. I'm going to like that track. But if I got to sit and listen to it like 4 or 5 times just to understand what you're saying, nah,
Yeah.
It ain't worth it.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing, too. And I also, I think a lot of it got to do with, you know, just the generational. I think the generational, you know what I mean? The younger generation is not really, you know what I mean, too big on, say, the R&B music, kind of like how we was and those before us was because of they culture. You know what I mean? And with that, because we know the younger generation is the ones that really drive the music sales.
And the thing about it's crazy because, you know, you can take a track like Claim the Fame, and bro, it's every bit of a solid record. But,
right.
You know what I mean? That's not the type of music that they're trying to market. Why? Because that shit got a message to it.
And got a message to it.
The message of the music is to be better, you know what I'm saying, being better than, you know what I'm saying, than you used to be. Or, you know what I'm saying, better than the situation that you in. That's not it. Why? This shit is meant to entrap the youth. And guess what?
Yeah.
Oh, it's working.
That's true.
But man,
it's working.
If your stick ain't bigger than the next man's, then you a pussy. You know what I'm talking
about?
X-Man's gun, like real spill. What's the shoulder game talking about? And that's what's wrong with the world. Like this music is warping the minds of our young people, man.
And look, man, I was talking to a younger lady, man. And go ahead, Fema. Go ahead.
Understand that, like even with N.W.A., they made music to get out of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So people could understand the type of situations and the drama and, you know what I'm saying, and the hardship that they was facing at that time. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like, you know, if you ain't selling dope, you know what I mean, or you ain't a shooter, you ain't got no stripes, and then, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing. You're nobody.
And see, touching on that right there, what's so funny to me, it's so funny to me, man, that, you know, is when I be seeing these women, you know, they sing that song, you know, she like being over here because where the shooters be. All right, but then when them shooters get shot and them shooters get killed, then they want everybody in the world to feel sorry for their man or their brother. Or they nephew, or they cousin, or whatever it is. If it's in that sense with the song, if they may.
I can't feel sorry for that individual if that's the lifestyle that they chose.
That's the thing about it.
When I was in that lane, I took my 30 on the chin, you hear me?
Right.
I wasn't even tripping
for
the lifestyle that they chose. So, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't... chose that lifestyle. You know what I mean? It wasn't no free me. I know where I'm going because that's the type of lifestyle. So when they came for me, I was already expecting that. That's why you gotta have your legal fees and all that together. Now if y'all these fellas out here hustling and getting the bag so they can go buy these J's and these off-whites that cost $200-$300. Who care about that shit? Man, I'm not about to go spend my money on Gucci. I'm not about to go spend my money on Alexander Wang. None of this, no red bottoms, no none of that.
Mm-mm.
And guess what? Ain't none of them people ever done nothing for me, so why am I going to keep making somebody else rich while I'm getting, you know what I'm saying? That don't make sense to me. It does not.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
I know everybody got their likes and music and these type of things too, man. But just that mindset and that energy behind saying that, you know what I mean, that you like being where the shooters be. Now, hey, I ain't knocking nobody or nothing like that, right? Man, everybody like what they like. But the thing about it is that mindset and that energy, all right, you like being where the shooters at. You like being over there where the shooters be. And I know the other one is talking about, like, the money, you know what I mean? Because she said she barely eating over there or whatever that case may be. So, the part of what I'm talking about when it comes to women is, with that mindset and that energy, is basically saying that these cats that's out here that ain't shooters, you know what I mean, that ain't out here, you know what I mean, on that type of shit, that ain't out here still, you know, banging or still thugging or thugging doing this type of shit, that those are not the cool type of men. That those are not the type of men that you should be looking for. See, that song pushes that energy.
Right. So the good guys looked over.
Yeah. What happened to these little girls? What these little girls do and these younger women? Let's just be honest. Let's be 100K. Look, Femo Nation Radio, Femo Nation Forever Radio, we keep it 100K just like on top on the radio. No blow up, none at all. A lot of these younger women and younger girls get dogged out by these dudes because they like being where the shooters be and not where the real love is.
Now when they, you know what I'm saying, they three kids in and got beat to shit, they feel like they're broken. But you looked over
Lil Pete
over here
because
Cause Juwan active in the street.
That's right. Yeah. And I know, you know, everybody live and learn, but this is an ongoing thing. You can't say, well, you live and learn certain things when you keep repeating the same thing. And I see it all the time. It just like go for men too. For men, for fellas, these young fellas out here too. They be wanting good women and good young women, but you keep going after the same women that keep telling you she love being where the shooters be. You dig? Now, we not saying that, you know, if somebody break in your house, you pull out a gun and you have to shoot them, you mean you a shooter. No, you a protector. We know what a shooter means. We know what the term, I'm a shooter, you a shooter, we know what this means. So in this day and age, after all the history of what being a shooter is, and let's keep it honest, if it's coming from our people, it ain't talking about shooting nobody else but who? Our own people. So to see women actually make that song a hit record is saddening. It is music, and music is music. It's just saddening because you telling all these other young little boys and these young men and grown men, you rather be where the shooters is than to with the cast that's not being no shooters. And, hey, if that's what you like, more power to you. But you cannot get mad when these little cats are dying and they getting shot. It don't matter if he's your man or not. You cannot get mad if your little homie gets shot or your brother gets shot or your boy. You cannot get mad because you love that. You have said and you have committed to, hey, I love being over here where this is at. I love this. So when they take a fall or when they get taken away from this earth, you too are to blame for pumping that energy. You ain't got to have shit to do with it. You fueling that energy. You fueling it. You adding your fuel to it. You adding your logs to it. You could have kept your logs off, but you put your logs on to it. That's what that whole she love being over here where the shooters be. That comes from little boys who don't really know how to love a woman properly and that they put the streets before they women. See, these women so goddamn caught up and so damn thick-headed on this street shit with these niggas and that shit is cool, they don't even realize what the song really said. She love being over here where the shooters be. So what is he telling you? She ain't saying she love being over here with a working man. And he ain't home right now. He coming home from work late. He ain't. She ain't saying, oh, he over here with a man that came home. She done came home and everything cooked and ready and rub you down and take a bath. No, she's saying, he's saying, she like being over here with a shooter's beat. So what is he doing with most of his time? It ain't going to be with you. It's going to be out here in these streets because where is the shooters at? But you feed that energy and then you turn around and say, oh, shit, all niggas ain't dogs. Well, hell, look at the energy that you providing. The good men looking at you and be like, oh, okay, you like that song? Cool. I'm going to go this way. And you could be like, well, hell, it's just music. Yeah, but you let it manifest. A lot of women let it manifest inside them. And that's how they judge good men and bad men. They look at them like, well, shit, he really ain't no shooter. So they slide over. But we listen to this music and we let it manifest in ourselves when we don't even really know the whole meaning. And I'm just using that song in particular, saying, yeah, she like being over here with a shooter's beat. The other part of it is, you know what I mean, we get money is over there, she barely eating. You did? So right there, what does it tell you? What does that tell you to you women? He just told you. It don't matter if I love you. I don't have to have no love from you. Because I'm a shooter and because I got money, I can get anything from you that I want. I can make you leave and make you change looking at good men as attractive and come over here to this bullshit. Because I can buy you this and buy you that, but I can't never love you properly. See, the man that over here that ain't really got as much money, the man over here that really ain't got much money as me, he the one that's going to take care of you. He the one that's going to really ride for you. He the one that's going to be there thick and thin with you. But see, I got money, so just like I got money and I can attract you, I can attract another one just like you or better than you.
Yeah.
She barely eating over here. Well, she barely eating over there with that man. That means them two motherfuckers need to put their head together and grow that bag together. Man. You gonna leave the good cat because he ain't bringing in as much money. Hell, is y'all putting the head together, your plan together to where y'all do this? If it is and you're going through struggling times, then hell, that's the beauty of having a person to walk through life with. Not only in the good times, but at the lowest times too, and it still don't break the bond. That motherfucker that you following, that's the shooter, when he die, where he gonna be at for you? When he die, when they come in and they raid and they take all the money, all the dope, all the guns, and then, oh, well, not even that, when you find out he got three more other chicks, then what you gonna do? You gonna watch, what you call him, Pete? Did you call him Pete Femo?
Yeah.
You call him Pete. Okay, you going to sit and watch Pete. Pete on the other side of town, though, Pete got him a square-ass female. She ain't really into all that thug shit. And guess what? They've been going 10 years motherfucking strong with no sign of letting up. They done been through hell and high water. And you mad at they ass because they still together and they happy. But you wanted to be where the shooters be. You wanted to be where the money be because over there you barely eat. See, they teaching you damn women not to stand by no damn man and have something that's real. Everything in life ain't going to be easy. Hell, even millionaires have problems. Y'all seen that with Beyonce and Jay-Z, Will Smith and Jada. Y'all see all that shit. But she like being over here because this is where the shooters be. Damn it, niggas, y'all reading books over there? So damn it, you don't even care if a nigga's smart. This is because he a shooter and he got money to... The nigga, okay, you take all that away from him when it's time for you to him to sit down and talk. Can y'all have an intellectual conversation? Can he stimulate your mind intellectually, or is it the money that's getting you wet? Is it the guns that's getting you wet? And you'll never have real love. You'll never have a real one. Everybody want to say they real ones and all this because they pack guns and you a shooter and that shit. That don't make you no real one, man.
No,
yeah, people forget the first wars when people was fighting each other, they wasn't fighting each other with no gun. So if you want to say you a real one, get out here and do it like they did it. Get out here and do it like they did it before they started making guns. See, they started making guns for cowards because the cowards got tired of getting defeated from getting stabbed and sliced the fuck up. So they wanted to be able to defeat their enemy before their enemy got up on them. That's some pussy punk coward ass shit. All right. And all you women that love this because the shooter's over there. I don't give a fuck how hard he is or what hood he is from. He got that same coward, punk, bitch, pussy-ass spirit off in him because he'll kill his own damn people. He won't pull out a stick and go to the sword fighting. Y'all remember, do your history. Guns became in because of what? How did they knock the Indians off? Because what did the Indians have bow and arrows and shit? They didn't have guns and shit. But before all of that, they didn't have guns. They was up close and personal killing each other. That was a man-on-man, mono-on-mono, wars-on-wars. It wasn't, no, motherfuckers was getting beat up. Motherfuckers was getting killed by the number. So let's design something to knock them off before they get to us. Some people say that's smart. I say that was some coward shit. So look what it led to. It led to mayhem, death, destruction, and a whole bunch of motherfuckers who will not fight you if it comes down to that, hand to hand, but will shoot you because they're scared to get beat. They're scared to get beat up. They're scared to take a loss.
We can even
go ahead, Fimo.
We can even go one step further now, all right?
Let's get it.
Y'all want to use guns? Okay, let's take it back to the Western days. Man, clear the street. Both of y'all line up back to back, take a couple paces, and let's see who Let's see the best shot. Instead of y'all killing up all our innocent people that's bystanders, ain't even got nothing to do with nothing that's going on, you hear me?
Now, that's a good viewpoint, too.
That's right there. Because guess what? A lot of people know they they ain't going to win.
Mm-hmm. Right, man. And like you say, man, hey, if you a shooter, hey, cool, man, do your thing. You shouldn't be. I ain't going to say you cool. I'm going to say you shouldn't be because 99%, I probably guarantee you, if you is a shooter, you shoot more of your own people than anybody else. I guarantee you shoot more of your own people than anybody else. So I can't give you no strikes for that no more. I can't give you no cool status for that. Yeah, I know you will kill people. I know you will shoot people. But every bullet that you done shot at somebody, how many of them bullets went towards people that's your own people, your own race? So I can't consider you a shooter. Now, if you were shooting at people that was harming your race, if you were shooting at people to defend your race, to defend your people, to defend your country, defend this type of stuff, I can give you the strikes for that. But being a shooter because you killing another person because y'all got disagreements and shit, that is no longer cool to anybody that consider themselves been in the game, OG status or whatever. That shit ain't cool. That shit is lame. That shit is lame, man. Being a shooter in 2022, that means absolutely nothing. That means you're going to leave a woman alone with a baby while your ass go get locked up in prison. Hell, damn, the niggas they talking about that don't take care of their kids is out here. Shit, the nigga you laying up beside, when he go here, he going to be gone to prison and everything. And then what you going to be doing whatever you got to do? So what? What? What does it pay to be a shooter? What does it pay to have all the money, all the glitz, all the glam, and have the person next to you can't even take care of your heart? The person next to you is not even a soulmate quality because it's so much in them that they giving to somebody else behind your back.
I'm saying even that
shooters. I don't know too many shooters that got just one woman.
When you get the that one, even if they got one woman, she gonna be looking for some because you ain't never coming home.
Oh yeah, that's it. You out of there. When that shooter shit come to a wrap, that's it. And you're going to be boo-hoo. Oh, they gave my baby. Why they do him wrong? They should be in the courtroom. Oh, they slammed him on the curb. Oh, they doing that. Ah, shit that shit up. And they was out here shooting people, man. His own people, man. Killing his own people. Harming his own people. Probably didn't hit some innocent kids or some innocent people. He can't say he didn't. He ain't going to tell you if he did. I just take it as if you a shooter, that means you will shoot kids, women, old people, anybody, people in wheelchairs, people on them little hover rounds that be riding on the streets, people on the electric bikes. You will shoot anybody because you're a shooter. You'll kill me. You'll kill me because you are a shooter. And you'd rather be a shooter than be a real man. I don't look at it, and it's just me, my opinion. I don't look at people who classify themselves as shooters as real men. They just men who will kill you. Over what? Sometimes it's money. Somebody didn't put a bag on you, so they're going to go get that money. Right? So you didn't kill the man over some money. So what's controlling your life? I'm supposed, we can't honor that. We can't honor that and then turn around and be like, oh, ain't no good niggas out here. Shit, you gave half your life, half the best loving of your life to catch that ain't good. And then you turn around now and want to down them. No, what you really should do, if you want to be real, this gets me about certain women. You dated these cats your whole life. And just because you seen the light and turned your life around, why you ain't turning around and helping them type of cats? Right? You talk about them, you down them, but you gave half your life to them. So have you did anything to try to help those like them? No. You just down them, but at one point in time, that's all you love. Right, that's all you love. At one point in time, shit, I love ratchet-ass females. I ain't going to lie to you. That shit was sexy to me. And I don't know what it was, but it was sexy to me. I went through a phase. Damn it, I'm glad that phase has passed. Long has passed. I don't do ratchet like that no more at all. I'm sorry. I can't do it. My nerves are too damn bad. I can't do that shit, right? You can have a little bit of ratchetness, and you can have that sexy level of ratchet, but nah, shit. You ain't finna kill me. I ain't going through it. You mean? But at one point in time, that was my boy. She had that ratchetness about her. Shit. I don't give a damn about no quiet good girl. I'm going after the ratchet. That's how I used to be. Like I said, it was a phase. Man, everybody got quiet. It was a little phase in my life. I learned.
I ain't going to lie. I was never the guy that really kind of liked. You know what I'm saying? The ratchet type chick. Because I was thuggish, mannish, and roguish enough for my damn self. Shit, I didn't need that thing. Well, I needed a different.
True. And for all the ratchet females out there, hey, man, we ain't saying that y'all no more, y'all less beautiful. We ain't saying that y'all don't deserve love. We're not saying that y'all are not great people. We just saying for us, it's just not working for us.
Them got hella good spirits, no lie.
And good hearts. See, I guess it got to be a level of ratchetness. If you that type of level of ratchetness to where you going to run my damn blood pressure up every damn day and my nerves going to be bad and I'm going to be around here smoking up all the bud I got, every cigarette that's in the parking lot, hell nah, man. I got hair. If my hair going to be falling out, hell to the nah. That's one sign you got to go. If I lose 2 strands more than I did before you came around, your ass is out of there. Why? Because I love my hair too. I love my hair too. And if I'm used to using 4 strands, and the next day as of your ass come around, I lose 6, oh shit, you out of there. You out of there. That means your ass is not for me. I'm just saying. If you come around and I'm losing 4 strands of hair a day from a certain area, your ass come around, and then goddammit, I'm only losing 2 strands. Your ass needs to stay around. That means you helping me grow. See, they don't understand what I'm talking about, Samo, so I had to kick it down to them. If I'm losing, I can't need you. I mean, ain't nothing we can do for each other, but you lose and I help you lose. You lose and you can help me lose. That ain't what we after. If you can help me grow, I can help you grow. I can't just help you grow, and you can't just help me grow. Like here. Yeah, you got to be willing to grease this gap, baby.
The yin to the yang, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And see, but I admit, you go through things and then you learn things. You know what I'm saying? You go through certain things. And that's why I want to touch on R&B too, because I feel like a lot of females, and I was going to say this earlier, I was talking to a younger lady and she was telling me about some, you know, I was wondering. I was like, man, what's some of the things you deal with? Well, you know, dating these younger men out here, like as far as how they talk to you and stuff. And you know what I mean? Hey, she dated several of them, so I'm not judging, but I ain't going to say her name. She tuned in. But she said that, like, calling them bitches, and, you know what I mean, this type of shit, hoes, and these type of things, man, not opening doors for them. And this type of shit, you know, is what they deal with. And that shit be blowing my mind, like, no shit. I do that for women I ain't even trying to hump on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just do that for just... This is just a natural thing, but you got to look at it, though, because we had somebody who taught us that.
Yeah.
And show us that. Yeah, so, like, we had people who led by example when it came to that. Now it went through a period of time, Femo, where it was a lot of men that these cats was looking up to that showed them that.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I know, like, if a lot of these youngsters had the opportunity to really sit down with OGs, and really just get a sense of what the streets really, really supposed to be like, if you follow them in the G code, they would, hey, look, bro, they put, hey, look, they wouldn't claim another set.
Man, come on with it.
Fellas violate often, because whether they know it or not, children has always been off limits. And just so you know, I'm talking about the penalty in the street for killing a woman is death. Period. Point blank. It didn't matter what set you was from. It didn't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Straight up. That's why I say it, man. You gotta know what you a part of when it comes to that type of stuff. It's good to know what's real, what the real, like, rules and laws and regulations and stuff. Because, you know, everything get changed. But like you said though, man, it's crazy how I'd have been in so many stores, Femo, and I'd have seen elderly women. White, black, Indian, I've seen it all. You know, it ain't just no particular race. Be holding a whole bunch of stuff in their hand, like fucking cases of popping. Just, you know, weird shit like this that they asses be in there getting and shit. They got a little taste of a little Pepsi. You know what I'm talking about? Got a little taste of a little cookies. So they want to go in there and get them a little cookies. You know what I mean? They ain't supposed to be eating it. So they sneaking. You know what I mean? They sneaking and getting it. But you see these people, man, these women, these older women, man, and fragile as can be, holding this heavy-ass shit. And you'll see cats, brothers, man, standing in line behind them and never offer to hold or open the door for these people. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not on no blow-up. I'm being 100% honest. 100% of the time, I've been the only man to step up to the plate in those situations. I ain't saying like over the world. I'm saying in those situations I'm speaking about. Out of all the men that was in the stores, I've been the only man 100% of the time to step up and go hold people's women's bags for them or groceries for them, open the doors for them. And it ain't because somebody trying to prove, oh, I'm better than y'all. Hell no, man. That's real man shit. And it just respect. Like a real man, I feel like a real man can't sit and just watch a woman, say, struggle or hurt without it doing something to you on the inside. If you can sit and watch a woman sit there, and especially an elderly lady, struggling with holding two liters of pop, man, we know two liters of pop ain't that heavy. So if she's struggling to hold two liters of pop, and you standing in line, and you see this woman damn near about to have a heart attack from holding this shit, and you can't assist or open the door, man, what does that say about us and where we at as a people, man? We supposed to be the heads and the leaders out here, man. What does that say about us in this time? Somebody say I'm too raw. I need to be a little bit softer. Some people say I complain a lot. I say, hey, if that's what you say, I accept all of it. I might complain a lot. I might be a little bit too raw. Is he getting the fucking message?
What about, let's just say, you know, like Lil Kids right now, bro. Lil Kids is on some grown-up shit, and I'm talking about Lil Kids like 8, 9 years old. Some of them younger than that, bro, cuss way more than we do.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know what I mean? Who is the blame for this now?
Right.
Is it the street the parents at home. Talk to me, Famo. Talk to me.
Now that too, this starts at home. It do start at home. It do start at home, man. You know what I mean? And I feel like, and I'm going to say this too, it starts at home. Now, we all know kids and shit like that, right? Kids can be the best parent you think, and then your kid go out there and do some whole other crazy shit. But see, and my big little sister on the phone right now, so I'm just gonna tell you this story. I remember when I first got into pushing and selling where I thought I was a little D-boy, you know what I mean? I had me some packs. When I was pushing some packs, you dig? And my sister, my mom, I used to go post up on the block on the south end, on South 4th. You feel me? On South 4th Street, man, I had a little red cot. So I used to, sometimes I think I would go straight from school and go post up over there because, you know, I was a D-boy. We was getting it in, right? My moms and my sister, man, I remember this like the shit was yesterday, like the shit happened today. It shit stuck with me and will stick with me all my life. My moms and my sister used to pull up. Robin, you remember this, sis? They used to pull up, man, and make me leave. Like it seemed like every time I was on the block on 4th trying to get it in, Robin and moms would pull up. And I used to have to hide my car in the alleyway. In the back in the alley, man, right there on 4th, in the bushes and trees and shit. I used to park my car back there so I could get it in. But, man, that right there, they don't know, man, as I went on in life, you know what I mean, got to this point. That shit means so much to me because those are the things right there, like you said, it starts at home. Those are the things you think of when you're getting ready to do some shit. And yeah. It just depends on what type of person you is. If you really ain't strong enough to listen to that, then you ain't gonna listen to it. If you ain't really, you know what I mean? That ain't really what you got the power enough to listen to, you're gonna do the other thing. But a lot of us remember them ass whoopings. A lot of us remember them long talks. A lot of them remember our people pulling up on us, you know what I mean, or doing this. I remember sneaking out, being out over bands up Rick's house, playing basketball outside late at night, and my ass was not supposed to be over there. Moms and Candy pulled up on us one night. Boom, Moms got out, did what she had to do, you know what I mean? She whooped my ass, you know what I mean, in front of my partner. Made me get in the car, took my ass, you know what I mean, back home, because I lied, you know what I mean? It ain't where I was supposed to be. You did, so, yeah, we went through that type of stuff. Now, I ain't going to lie. Now, I see kids, man, who 14, 13, out here late at night, man, out here walking around doing their thing out here. I know some 15-year-olds that got packs and got guns out here, you hear me? And their parents ain't telling, they ain't pulling up, ain't doing none of that shit.
I took them ass.
To each his own, like though.
I took them ass whoopings like a champ, but I was still out there, though. You know what I mean? But I said,
oh,
I
yeah.
had to pay the,
oh, yeah.
pay the price for
the, But you pay the price.
This ain't what y'all want. This ain't what you want.
And that's what's not being taught. When it comes to that, man, that ain't what's being taught. Right. You think about it, Femo. You still on there, Femo?
Yeah, I'm here.
You think about it, relating to the R&B music and to what we're talking about. If you take out what was a cash cow and what it was talking about, and you replace it with what we got right now, we got to look at it like, shit, why would these younger cats, and some cats our age, why would they be more on some lover type shit? Why would they be on that? Because what's being fed to them from their partners, from, like you said, OGs, from the media, from the TV shows, what's being fed to them? What's being fed to them is not to really stand up and be real men in certain situations. Like I said, see, they feel like being a real man is being able to take your life. They feel like being a real man is, shit, I got like 8 hoes, nigga, and I'm doing this and doing that. Nah, man. Nah, you was really meant to be able to love, like, say, really one woman. I know a lot of men gonna hate me on this, but you was really to love one woman. It's really to have that connection. And you and her, her and you become one. But y'all become one under God. Yeah. Right? That's what it was. That's how, that's what it was meant. So all of that, again, where the shooters be, we got money over here. She barely eating over there. You know what I mean? How does that really work out? Because in real life, I know a lot of women is really miserable as fuck. Why? Because they don't really know what they man doing. They don't really believe they the only woman. And if they do believe they the only woman, shit, then they gullible as fuck. But it all comes to a light. Everything comes to a head. But then you're going to have to do that crime. Every time your man leaves the door, you got to be hurt. You got to be wary. You got to be stressed out. So to men like us, they be trying to throw that shit and try to look all cute. Yeah, I like being over here where the shooters be and that it is. We looking at like, yeah, keep your ass walking that way. Keep walking that way, because when your ass get heart, when you got to go through that heartbroken, not saying that cats who not shooters can't break your heart either, but when you got to deal with and you got to worry with every time that man leave the house, him either getting shot and killed or him shooting and kill somebody, which might be a little kid. So how does that make you feel? All you women out there that say you love where the shooters be, hey, it's a lot of kids and innocent people that's been getting killed over a lot of years, right? So y'all loving on a lot of people that's out here shooting and killing innocent people. What does that say about your love meter? Yeah, you got the best nails on, you got the best lashes on, you look good and all that. But motherfucker, you in love with somebody who kills innocent kids and innocent women. I mean, innocent women, men, whoever. You're not bad. You ain't no boss chick. That doesn't make you a boss chick. That doesn't make you any better than a chick who people say is the ugliest or the most stankiest person in the world. That doesn't make you no better than her. You're in love with men who will kill innocent kids and innocent elders and innocent people. He'll kill innocent people that you're kin to. That doesn't make you no attractive chick that a real man wants.
No.
Just put it, that's just what it is. And women that be saying that shit, man, that shit be bullshit. Don't no woman want to be wearing stressing every single night if her man going to get killed or if her man going to kill somebody. Don't no woman want to be laying up every single night of her life wondering if every time her man pull up in a new car, if it's stolen or if he got a body in it or if the feds coming or if my phones is tapped or if I got, oh, shit, he done got 20 years. Oh, shit, he done called life. Oh, damn it. Now I got to be embarrassed because he didn't want to kill this man and this man's kids and this man's woman and all this type of shit. Man, don't no woman want that shit, because why? Because there's more time you away from her and away from loving her. So see, right, that shit sounds good for the social media and for all of that bullshit. But when all of it, when it comes down, even people who be on that front shit, they got a heart too. And everybody got heartstrings. What does that mean? Certain strings can be pulled that's going to touch your heart. But there's some cold-hearted men out there, and there's some cold-hearted women out there. Some cold-hearted women that absolutely love a man who will kill another man over an argument. There's some women out there that love a man who is a killer of innocent kids and innocent people. That's just what they do. And we not saying, like, by accident or nothing like that. Like, when you do certain things in the street, like, we got to understand it. We ain't saying, like, oh, shit. We know what it is. So when you out there and you doing what you're doing, and you packing this gun, and you taking these people's life, and that makes you hard because you can shoot at people, you cannot turn around and expect for anybody, I say that before we get out of here, for anybody to give a damn when your ass go down, no longer. When you get shot and killed, nigga, that's just the life, that's your reward that you chose. You chose. We know what the rewards of the street life come to ultimately, and if you play the game, ultimately your ass going to either die or you going to the penitentiary. That's your prize. If you're smart enough, you know to get in and get out. But guess what? You're going to have demons that follow you for the rest of your life. But women that love that shit, they get tormented by that shit too. So even if he go down and he locked up or he go somewhere doing his thing, maybe it ain't even that. Maybe they just split and do over. You still are damaged by the effects of that shooter, by the effects of that man that got you with the money. You will forever be scarred because of that. Just like men too. Men too. With women that be on that shit that they be on, you'll forever be scarred. But see, you got to go through some shit to know some shit. And I always say this, Femo, before we get up out of here. If we don't understand, then we must learn to understand it so we can keep jerking alive, baby. So when it comes to this shit with the R&B, music and the slide of music, what I'm going to say for me, hell yeah, the industry killed that shit because it's more profitable to allow our people to push the energy and image of us killing each other, us hurting each other, us banging on each other, us ultimately being negative to each other, tearing each other down. It's more money in that. Why? Because we made it that way. We glorify that shit. We pump that shit. When we call it, when we see the home, when we see these, and a lot of younger cats that we not talking about a lot of older ones, because we know when it comes to streams, record sales, this shit right here is facts. It ain't people that's older, right? It's that younger and middle age group that's driving them sales. So they are more enticed and more attracted to not really treating a woman right. They don't really know shit about bathing a woman. They don't really know shit really about rubbing a woman's feet or showing them shit. The only thing they know is from the shit that they can see in the street. I'm gonna put a Molly in your ass. Huh?
Well, they said rub feet. They is not rubbing no feet. They're gonna be like, hey, I pay for you to go see them little Asian people.
You see what I'm saying? That's where it is. Yeah. I asked the little homie, I said, man, I ain't trying to get your business nothing like that, man. I said, but you know, I said, you don't kiss on a woman body and shit like that. They're like, what you mean? I'm like, you know, like from the ankles to the head to the toes. Like, you don't do none of that. Like, hell nah, man, don't do none of that, kids. I'm like, for real? Like, you don't kiss on backs or nothing? And you know, we man talking. So he like, nah, man, I don't do none of that, man. I kiss on the neck and shit. I'm like, damn.
Foreplay. What you ask them what foreplay is, they're gonna be like, what is that? They're gonna, what is that?
Hey. But and then I had to think about it. I said, well, I sat back, man, and I was just thinking. And I said, I wonder what his influences could be for him to be able to say that type, you know, say like that ain't cool and shit. It had to be an older brother, older than him, that felt that same type of way. Because let's face it, we ain't talking about like people from a bigger, I'm talking about this brother here in Muskogee. So it had to be an older gentleman who gave him the impression that rubbing on a woman's feet is not a good thing. Now, true enough, some women are very ticklish on their feet. And they might not let you. I got to say that. They might not let you. We got to go both sides. We got to think of all angles. So they might not let you rub their feet, but ankles, whatever, okay? But it must have been something in that boy's life, a man that put the image and thought in his head that rubbing a woman's feet is not cool.
Or it could just
be
the absence.
He ain't hearing it in the music.
Absence of a man altogether.
That too. Or the absence of one altogether. You right. And I'm going to put it like this. If y'all know my boys, if they ever tell you they ain't never seen me rub feet, slap them. If they ain't out here rubbing y'all women's feet and these type of things, well, I'm going to leave that alone. But certain things you show and you're supposed to pass on, right? And as men, we might not do everything right in a relationship, but you're supposed to be able to show, you know, especially if you got kids, you're going to have to show your sons how to treat a woman or how to be nice and sweet to a woman or whatever the case may be. But if you pass it on, how to damage her, how to degrade her, how to turn her down, call her bitch, call her hoe. I know some grown men who, with their sons, let their sons go with them when they go to cheat. To me, that's the weirdest shit ever.
My thing is this: if they can eat the groceries,
but it be them shooters though. Yeah, a lot of them be the shooters.
Hey, them shooters can eat them groceries, Femo. They can rub some feet, Femo.
Hey, because they said, you know, because over there she barely eat. Yeah, she barely eating that bullshit, and she really don't understand. She getting full of that real shit. So she getting enticed by the blow, what we call blow up. All that shit's blow up. You did, and if you happy with living that life, more power to you. We just saying that it is a lot of men out here who not gonna change and fake like we love that shit as we get older. It's a lot of older men who out here faking that they like that shit, and they actually got to take all this damn medicine and all these damn pills and Viagra and all this bullshit to try to keep up. Hey, I ain't talking down. I'm just saying, you know, that's what they do, and they still trying to live that young lifestyle. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm 38 years old. A lot of that shit we talking about is bullshit, man. It's bullshit. Being a lover, being able to be a lover to a woman, and not no thug way and no gangster way, man. You're going to have to tap into your soft side. You still hard, but you're going to have to talk. You're going to have to tap into your soft side to be able to really be soft to a woman, right? You got to tap into your soft side. A lot of niggas out here don't know it, don't even know how to do it, because they done blocked it so hard with so much of this bullshit out here. They more softer to their damn gun in their 30 than they is to their woman. And then they get mad when real men, look, they get mad when real men come through and do something different.
For me, like, and I ain't even going to lie, like, growing up, you know, I have, you know.
Oh, and I ain't going to put it out there. I am not the best man by far. So if you're listening, don't be like, oh, shit, let me jump in the inbox. You the best man. I ain't the best.
Man, I still got work to do, man. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. You want to know why?
I'm still growing.
I didn't have my father in the house with me when I was growing up. You know what I mean? And the closest father to me was my grandfather. You know what I mean? And he passed when I was 16. And on that day, I remember I was, and that shit, it made me so cold hearted. I could have been Stone Cold Steve Austin, bro. And I mean that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It took having kids to realize, man, that you got to have a heart, man. Because guess what, man? I don't want my kids to go through none of this shit I went through. And I'd be damned, you know what I mean, if I let any of my babies, you know what I'm saying, even see me go, you know what I'm saying, even see me out here stealing on that same dumb ass shit. You know what I mean?
And like, there it is, you know, right there, what you see. To still be out here on dumb shit, right?
Praise God, Femo. Like, my oldest two, you know what I'm saying, 25 and 22, you know what I mean? They both live on their own. My oldest son just bought his first house, you know what I'm saying, earlier this year. Man, bro, that shit makes me ecstatic, you know what I mean? Because guess what? That means I earned something from something that I've done, you know what I mean? So that means, I'm imparting to my children. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And parents, if y'all ain't teaching your kids to be better than you was, then just stop teaching them, period. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Why teach them negative when that's not the answer? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm going to say it again, man, for everybody that still stayed on the lies. If you like being where the shooters be, if you like being over there, cool. Stay over there where the shooters at. You know what I'm talking about? Love that shit. Like Famo said, just know what comes along with it. And what comes along with it when it happens, you can't expect other people to feel sorry for you because guess what? You accepted, already accepted, whether you said it out your mouth or not, you already accepted what comes along with the lifestyle. So, yeah, it's a sad thing that they got to be gone or it's a sad thing that they got their life lost, but think about it. You put yourself in a situation and you accepted it. Now, when it comes to people who ain't accepted it and they got to deal with the loss, it's a totally different thing. But if you feeding the energy, yeah, if you feeding the energy, your ass can't be getting on, you know, telling people, oh, man, my baby was a good dude and this shit. Yeah, like what's going on with the Young Thug case. Yeah, he might have been a good dude, and yeah, he might have did some good, but hell. I ain't saying Young Thug did this. I'm speaking for these shooters out here. You still out here shooting and killing. And like we said, 99.9% of the time, you shooting and killing your own people. I can't give you no, I can't salute you on that. I can't salute you for being no shooter like that. It's here, you shooting and killing your own damn people. You ain't going to real war.
You shooting your own
You ain't
people
going to real war.
Saying though, they
yo, stupid shit.
Over some issues that you could have sat down and talked about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that ain't gangster to me no more, man. That ain't gangster, man.
Whenever we was kids, you know what I'm saying? We had a cat, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Big Dale, you know what I'm saying? Man, Pop, you know, Big Dale, no Pop, you know what I'm talking about? And if he seen kids in the hood and whatnot, Big Dale pulled up, man. Put the boxing gloves on. Now you about to see who really the man. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for real.
Yeah.
No guns. There wasn't no guns involved. Man, it was all shoulders. You hear me? You know, and then every now and then,
right.
You know, you might add or whatnot, but guess what, man? When you got done, you dust yourself off and you go on about your business. And then if you wasn't pleased with the outcome, guess what, man? You can squabble again tomorrow, man, till you're satisfied and you say, you know what, trick it, man, you won. You know what I'm saying? But guess what, we still alive.
And I got to say this.
Talk about it.
You damn right. You damn right. That's what I'm about to say. You right. Still alive to talk about that shit, man. That's a very big difference right there. And I want to add, too, I used to be a quick pumper. Now I'm a slow stroker. See, that come with you got to learn. You got to learn, you know what I mean? It take you some time to learn that, man. You're coming to a crossroads. And I ain't going to lie, I tell people all the time, man, I don't mind being honest about myself. Yeah, I used to be the quick pumper, but I mean not quick like as in last quick, like quick pumper. We all know, man, when you're young, you know, you fucking like rabbits, you know, quick pumper.
All right, I'm talking about, man, then you learn how to be. Yeah, hey, look, you learn how to slow roll and stroke it with the motion.
You know how to slow roll it. You know how to slow roll it.
Hey, look, man, he said it ain't what you got, man. It's how you use it.
It's how you use it. Straight up, man. Straight up. Hey, man, y'all already know, man. It's Femo Nation Forever Radio, man. I'm telling you, we back at it, man. Stay tuned. We got some interviews coming up, man. We're going to be getting into. We is going to be covering, and you know what, man, the post-traumatic love series is so crazy because I do certain things for certain reasons. So a lot of things I've been posting and how I've been posting in certain ways because of certain things that I'm doing. And a lot of people, not just myself, but a lot of people suffer from time to time post-traumatic love. And if you really look at it, the first thing people think about is love, like, say, between a partner, you know what I mean, like a spouse or something. And they don't really understand that that's not the only, say, qualifications, for lack of getting into detail, for having post-traumatic love. You dig? It can come from not being loved, like, from a family member. Famo touched on it, like, a lot of males that didn't grow up with men in the, and they father in the house and these type of things, just like women, just like anybody, you know, you suffer from post-traumatic love. And I tell people, see, I grew up in a household where I did have my father in the household to a certain point of my life. And then after that point in my life, It was just me, my moms, my cousins, you know what I mean? They females, you know what I mean? They was females too, so I was the only male in the house at the time, right? So I learned a lot from my mama, and I learned a lot from my sister, and from my cousin, and from my sister a lot, you know what I mean, and from my mama. But a lot of that post-traumatic love, yeah, I suffer from post-traumatic love from time to damn time too. And a lot of us don't even know it. But what we're going to save it for the series. That's why I said, and if you want to call in and add your insight in, your info, your knowledge, anything when we do the series, man, make sure you call in. You'll be able to do that. You'll be able to put your insight in there. Put your understanding in there. Whoever's listening, whoever's replaying the show, it might be able to help them. They might be able to relate. Might be able to help them pull through something. You did? Might be helping to pull through something, man. And see, that's one thing we're going to cover as well, because what we do here on the radio show is just as effective and just as needed as the people that's out here in the streets and in the communities doing what they're doing. Because with these type of platforms, you reach different people in different places. So just like people in the communities pushing their message and helping, doing these type of things, with these platforms, a lot of people don't know because they don't see them. Even with podcasts, it's a lot of people that what we talk about and how we respond and how we come at certain things helps a lot of people and touches a lot of people. Motivates a lot of people, inspires a lot of people, set fires up under a lot of people. And when we always be saying respect without jerking, is because a lot of people don't understand that shit. The shit that people like us, what we do, it ain't just about one area. It's about everybody. People always talk about unity, and then they kind of push off like, we'll say these lanes do. We've already said, what better more way than to push that message to people that you don't even know and it be accepted and it be supported. I speak on people that have been knowing me my whole life or call me fam. And it's strangers that don't even know me that have called me famo. Just because they done seen what they done seen on promo, heard what they done heard on the radio show, heard me and somebody else talking or seen us comment or something like that. That's where we at. That's where we at. And that's where we still at. I have people that are arguing up and down to still call me Pac-Man and this and this and this after you didn't tell them legally I really can't use that name or no variation of it because somebody already got legal papers on the shit. Your own people will rather you get sued than the respect what you have built or what you have grew into.
Mm-hmm.
They'll let you get sued. They'll let you get your shit get towed out. They'll let all of that. So you just got to make sure you do this. But that's because it ain't a whole lot of love that's really just getting pumped into us. It's a whole lot of bullshit that's getting pumped into our system. And no matter if you want to admit it or not, it manifests. You got a lot of women that took on that have more, you could say, masculine qualities. Their masculinity has risen. And doctors speak about this. So you ain't got to take my word for it. Go look the shit up. Real doctors been spoke on this. When women's masculinity levels start rising, right, versus more than normal. But then what has been taught by society and what's out there and what's in the media, all of this, all the powers that be, all the pressures of the world, is slowly, slowly making to where women, I ain't going to say to be dependent on a man, but it's breaking down the union between a man and a woman. And what do we know would want to break the union between a man and a woman? What was created in God's image? So what would want to break that image? What has always wanted to break that bond that love or was meant to be between a man and a woman. If you don't know, I would encourage you to go do your research, go read up on it, go study up on it, and hopefully when you meditate, you'll get a better understanding for everything that's going on right now, from taking out the R&B music, putting in the slide and ride music. Now we're leading up to what's everything that's going on today. And today is more popular not to be to what was intended, but what is perverse in certain people's eyes and in certain religious texts and certain spiritual realms is perverse. See, it's the mind game, and you float like a grain of grass. You ain't supposed to do that. You got to stand strong, right? Mm-hmm. So we need more people to stand. We need more people to stand strong, man. And when it comes to this whole love, street music and R&B is dead, I feel like they're not going to allow that type of R&B to come back like it was because of the message it pushed. Right now, hell, they trying to fucking sterilize little boys. You know what I mean? They already took the abortion thing away. They still take contraceptives away. They're going to store in certain states. They already trying to tell you what a man and a woman, a man and a woman in a relationship, even married, in their household, having sexual relations, what you can wear and what you can't wear when it comes to sexual contraceptives. This is happening right now. This is happening right now. So the reason when we brought up the R&B groups and you lead to this right now, I would say we did it because we allowed them to do it to us. We started being more entertained by the killing and because we, even me, I'm admitted, and all of that type stuff more than love. But even gangster killer ass homies, women, men, whatever, yeah, they ass want to feel love too. If they don't want to feel it while they out here on the streets, when they go get locked down, they want to feel love too. Mm-hmm. They want to get a card. They want to get a card. They want to get a letter. They want to get a call. They want to get somebody to talk to. Why? Because that's real love. And all that other bullshit wasn't real love. So, R&B music, I definitely think it need to come back. I definitely think it's going to be hard for it to come back, ever come back like it was. But Nick, ain't nothing new under the sun. So I feel like it will come back. It's just the way that it's going to come back now, with everything that has happened from what I've seen. Oh, it won't be like the love music of the old, well, for what we know. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. It's going to be some love music mixed in some thing in there with some shit that y'all, none of us believe in. And it's, that's what's going to get pushed. Some of your most successful R&B artists is going to be pushing music from a viewpoint of things you don't believe in. And a lot of us, a lot of people, I ain't going to say us, a lot of people are going to support it and go feed into that energy. Because man told us that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel R&B is going to come back. R&B is going to come back in a way that for all of us that fell in love with R&B that we spoke of from the 90s and the 2000s, oh, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. But it ain't going to come back like the R&B that we know. That ain't what it's going to be. They already prepared us for it. You know what I mean? They already was lead. It's already been leading up to this. So it's coming, and it's already been here. But that's how I see it. That's how I see it, Femo. We can get up out of here, Femo, man. Anything you want to say before we ride out?
Oh, man, we touched on it, man. We touched on it.
Straight like that, man. Y'all already know. Femo Nation Forever Radio. Get with us. If you want to be heard, get placed on the show. TopOnTheRadio@gmail.com. TopOnTheRadio Network System is the network, you did. Femo Nation Forever Radio. We too jerky. Jay, the official. Jerk King, Silent Night. Too Jerky, man. Y'all already know I'm the Mr. Man. We're going to hold it down this way. Till next time, man.